قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبداللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جمع کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے ایک کنبے بنی زہرا کے والی تھے سو عبداللہ کی شادی تھے ہوئی پھر ان کی بیٹی سے سب اس حسن مجسم کا بڑا اعزاز کرتے تھے تو عبد المطلب قسمت پہ اپنی ناز کرتے تھے بلا کا حسن تھا اور نور چہرے پر آیا ان کے یوں شیدا تھے عرب کے بوڑھے بچے اور جوان ان کے حسیما تھے بیک نورے نبوت جگمگاتا تھا قیامت تک کی خیروں برکتوں کا اس سے ناتا تھا عرب کی عورتیں اس نور کی طالب رہی کتنی پر اس سے آمنہ بی بی کی قسمت خوب تر چمکی تجارت کی غرض سے چل دیے عبداللہ سوئے شام ادھر بی بی کے پہلو میں بڑھا اللہ کا انعام بہار آمنہ بی بی کا ہر دم دم بھرا کرتی اور ان کا لمس پا کر خود وہ خوش قسمت کہا کرتی ادھر قسمت کو تھا منظور حضرت آمنہ کا دکھ نہ پھر وہ دیکھ پائیں اپنے عبداللہ کا پیارا مکرم تجارت کے سفر سے واپسی پر ہو گئے بیمار مدینہ میں قضا سے ہو نہ پائے بر سر پیکار ادھر غم دین بی بی آمنہ کی بھر گئی چولی غموں کو ڈھک دیا جس نے خوشی وہ ہر طرف پھیلی سکون عالم کل کا ہوا سامان مکہ سے ادھر کسرا و قیصر کے محل میں زلزلے آئے تھے عبد المطلب خوش اتنے جس کی حد نہیں کوئی بھتیجے کی خوشی میں بو لہب نے کی رہا باندھی زمین و آسمان پر جشن تا خوشیاں ہی خوشیاں تھی حوادث.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلن وسہلن ومرحبن بکم اینڈ ویلکم ٹو اے منڈے ایڈیشن آف دا مڈ ڈے شو وتھ مائی سیلف برادر سلیمان یوسف ایوری منڈے ٹو تھرزڈے بٹوین 12 اینڈ 1 پی ایم. Today being the 14th of Jumad al-Akhir of 1446, corresponding to Monday the 16th of December 2024, it's just gone 9 minutes past the 12 Central African time. If you have any recipes that you'd like to share with us on this holiday, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. So inshallah, we're going to be starting with our first recipe, and that will be for a mini shawarma pocket. The mini shawarma pocket. So you're going to need one. You're going to need some dough. And then you're going to need 1 cup of lukewarm water. 1 cup of lukewarm water. 8 grams of yeast. 8 grams of yeast. Then you're going to need one teaspoon of sugar. 1 teaspoon of sugar. 1 tablespoon of olive oil. 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, a very specific amount here, 337 grams of flour. 337 grams of flour. Then for your filling, you're going to need 1 chicken fillet. 1 chicken fillet. You're going to need salt to taste. You'll need salt to taste. 1 teaspoon of pepper. Doesn't specify what pepper, black pepper, but 1 teaspoon of pepper. 3 tablespoons of oil. 3 tablespoons of oil. Got a message that came in. Word of advice. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Should I not tell you something that is better than voluntary optional fasting, salah and charity?" The Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, "Yes." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Reconciling and making peace between people and spoiling relations is the shaver which is shaves or destroys deen and good." This is in Al-Adabul Mufrad, hadith number 391. So, inshallah, try to reconcile where we can. If we can, we can make it. If we can't, then Allah gives hidayah to whomsoever He pleases. Carry on with our recipe. You're going to need half a teaspoon. What's this? Half oil. Then if it's half a gallon, half a teaspoon, half a tablespoon, but it just says half oil. Then you're going to need 1/4 bell pepper. Any color for that matter, it doesn't specify what color. 1/4 bell pepper. 2 cabbage leaves. 2 cabbage leaves. 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise. 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise. Then you're going to need some lettuce. Then you're going to need lettuce. Then your method, in a bowl, you're going to add water. In a bowl, you're going to add water. You're going to add yeast. Water, yeast, sugar, olive oil. And you're going to give all a gentle mix. You're going to give everything a gentle mix and set aside until the yeast activates. You're going to set aside until the yeast activates. Now to a large bowl, add the flour and salt. Add the flour and salt. And mix gently. And mix gently. Now add in the activated yeast mixture. Now you're going to add in the activated heat. You're going to add in the activated yeast mixture. And knead it until it forms a soft dough. And knead it until it forms a soft dough. Around plus minus 5 minutes. So you're going to knead the dough for about 5 minutes. Plus minus 5 minutes. Then you're going to add to a large bowl with a tablespoon of olive oil. Add to a large bowl with a tablespoon of olive oil. And coat the dough. And coat the dough in the oil. And then you're going to cover and allow it to rest until it doubles in size. So you're going to add to a large bowl with a tablespoon of olive oil and coat the dough in the oil and cover and the rest and let it rest until it doubles in size. Thereafter, you're going to punch down and knead it gently. You're going to punch it down and knead it gently. Divide the dough in 16 portions. Divide the dough into 16 portions. Press down using your palm and form a circle. Press down and using your palm, you're going to form a circle. Cook on a pan over a low heat. And you're going to cook until it's slightly golden on both sides. So you're going to cook on a pan over low heat. And you're going to cook until it's golden on both sides. Thereafter, you're going to remove from the heat and let it cool completely. For your filling, you're going to need in a bowl a chicken cubed, salt. Okay, in a bowl, you're going to add the chicken cubed, salt, and pepper and mix well. To a pan over medium heat and oil. Enter the onion and saute it until translucent. Now add the chicken and you're going to cook until it is golden brown. Remove from the heat to the pan. You're going to add in the bell pepper, the cabbage, and the mayonnaise, and you're going to mix it well. Thereafter, you're going to cut the duet. You're going to cut the full pocket and you're going to add in small pieces of lettuce to the mixture. And then it is ready to serve. So that is your recipe for your mini shawarma pocket. Our next recipe that we have is for prawns curry. So you're going to need 2 kilos of prawns. 2 kilos of prawns. 3 onions sliced. 2 teaspoons of crushed dhania seeds. 2 teaspoons of crushed dhania seeds. 1 teaspoon of methi seeds. 1 teaspoon of methi seeds. 2 tablespoons of red chili garlic paste. 2 teaspoons of red chili powder. 2 teaspoons of red chili powder. 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic. 1 teaspoon of crushed red chilies. Please omit the garlic. 1 teaspoon of crushed red chilies. 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 1.5 teaspoons of salt. 1.5 teaspoons of salt. 1 tablespoon of vinegar. 1 tablespoon of vinegar. 1 teaspoon of sugar. 1 teaspoon of sugar. 6 large tomatoes. 6 large tomatoes. You can chop and boil without the water till it's mushy. liquidize and strain. Half a cup of tomato. Half a cup of tomato. Half a cup of tomato puree. 2 sticks of curry leaves. 2 sticks of curry leaves. 2 tablespoons of dhania. 2 tablespoons of dhania. 1 curry spoon oil. 1 curry spoon oil. 1 curry spoon of ghee. 1 curry spoon of ghee. In your method, you're going to remove the shells and devein the prawns. You're going to remove the shells and you're going to devein the prawns. You're going to rinse the prawns and you're going to lay on a clean cloth in a colander. You're going to rinse the prawns and lay on a clean cloth in a colander. In a non-stick pot, heat the methi seed, heat the methi seeds, and crush dhana until the aroma rises. In a non-stick pot, heat the methi seeds and crush the dhana till the aroma arises. Add in the ghee, the oil, and the onions. And then you're going to add in the ghee, the oil, and the onions, and you're going to saute the onions till the onions are light pink in color. Light pink in color. Add in the spices, except for the vinegar and the sugar. Add in the spices, except for the vinegar and the sugar. Braise the spices for 2 to 3 minutes. Braise the spices for 2 to 3 minutes. And thereafter, you're going to add in the prawns. You're going to cook the prawns for a further 2 to 3 minutes. Cook the prawns for a further 2 to 3 minutes. And you're going to add in the tomato and the tomato puree. Add in the tomato and the tomato puree. Add in the curry leaves and simmer for 5 minutes. Add in the curry leaves and you're going to simmer for 5 minutes till the prawns are slightly tender. You're going to let it simmer for 5 minutes till the prawns are slightly tender. Make sure not to overcook the prawns as it will turn rubbery. Make sure not to overcook the prawns as it will turn rubbery. Switch off the pot and add in the sugar and the vinegar. Add in the sugar and the vinegar and garnish with dhania coriander. And those are your 2 recipes. That one was for the prawns curry and the first one was for a mini shawarma pocket. If you have any other messages, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. Your international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. It's gone 25 minutes past 12 Central African time. You know, as we said, we've come to the end of our show because our Nasiha segment we don't have from 12:30. But inshallah, I hope that you are safe and please be safe on the roads if you are traveling or you are returning home. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.